Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I find it, in today's first reading, quite amusing and ironic, for the famous Gamaliel, the Pharisee who taught Paul, gives some ironic pastoral advice to the Sanhedrin, where he says, "What I suggest, therefore, is that you leave these men alone, and let them go. If this enterprise, this movement of theirs, is of human origin, it will break up of its own accord. But if it does, in fact, come from God, you will not only be unable to destroy them, but you might find yourselves fighting God." Perhaps Gamaliel provided the principle that illustrates how the Catholic Church has pretty much outlasted every institution and empire and dynasty and still stands despite her many faults, showing that she may be indeed a sign of divine origin. Now, there's this famous argument with a Roman Catholic cardinal against the great French military and political leader Napoleon, and Napoleon supposedly burst out saying this to the cardinal. He said, "Your Eminence, are you not aware that I have the power to destroy the Catholic Church?" And the cardinal, as the anecdote goes, responded ruefully, "Your Majesty, we, the Catholic clergy, have done our best to destroy the Church for the last 1800 years. We have not succeeded, and neither will you." I will end from a quote by the great British and French writer Hilaire Belloc, writing in the early 20th century, and he said that the Catholic Church is an institution I am bound to hold divine. But for unbelievers, a proof for its divinity might be found in the fact that no merely human institution, conducted with such knavish imbecility, would have lasted a fortnight. Let us pray. O God, hope and light of the sincere, we humbly entreat you to dispose our hearts to offer you worthy prayer, and ever to extol you by dutiful proclamation of your praise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.